السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Tonight inshallah we will discuss a few معجزات of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Different miracles that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم had performed by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A miracle is something that is extraordinary, something that normally cannot take place. When an extraordinary act is performed by a Nabi of Allah, then it is called a mu'jiza. When an extraordinary act is performed by a Wali of Allah, then it is called a karamat. And when an extraordinary act is performed by an enemy of Allah, then it is called istidraj. Istidraj, the question arises, why does Allah Pak allow the kafir, the sinful one, the enemy of Allah, to perform an extraordinary act? So the answer to that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to sink deeper in his dalalat. He has become so obstinate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to sink deeper in his dalalat. So he performs these supernatural acts and he thinks that he must be something if he's performing these supernatural acts, and he goes deeper and deeper into dalalat, deeper and deeper into kufr. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for them to perform certain mu'jizat, and the reason for this was that by them performing the mu'jizat, then many people became convinced of their nubuwat. Many people became convinced of their nubuwat. And no person can have an excuse to say that I didn't know he is really a Nabi of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused for those mu'jizat to take place. Nobody can after that be left with any excuses. And if we have to study the mu'jizat of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them many mu'jizat, some of them many mu'jizat, like Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plenty of mu'jizat. But there was some special mu'jiza which was related to that era, to that time. Like if you take Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, in his zamana was a zamana when people had really advanced in the medical field. Really advanced in the medical field. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such mu'jizat that no doctor could even come close. Now a person is born blind. Now which doctor can give that person sight? Somebody's eyesight is getting weak. They said, I put some spectacles for him, put some contact lenses for him. But a person is born without sight. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, with the help of Allah, would restore that person's sight, would give that person sight. A person is a born leper. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would cure him. And if that wasn't enough, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would take a clay bird, blow into it, and it will come alive. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would bring back the dead to life. Dead person, bring him back to life. So his mu'jizat were more in that medical field. Because at that time people had excelled. Now I mean the greatest breakthrough you can have in medicine is if you can bring a dead person back to life. So his mu'jizat were like that. Now you take Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In his zamana, sihr, jadu had reached its peak. This black magic and all that had reached its peak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such mu'jizat that it overpowered every type of black magic. All the magicians of the whole, all the whole Misr area, all the magicians were gathered, and all of them together, they did the best jadu they could ever do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam overpower them, overpower all their magic. So you'll see this if you study each Nabi and you see which mu'jizat were given to him. You'll see that one was the general mu'jizat, but then there was some special mu'jiza which was related to that time. Now if we come to the mu'jizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so I'm just going to take a few. We can't discuss all, there's too many. But Suraqa bin Malik, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had embarked on hijrat, so the Quraysh, at that time they were all still kuffar, so they had, you know, put some prize money out. They said the person who catches Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will be rewarded with 100 camels. They put a reward out. So lot of people hungry for the reward, they started looking for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to try and capture him. And this one person by the name of Suraqa bin Malik, later on he became Muslim radiallahu anhu, but at this time he wasn't a Muslim as yet. So he came and he spotted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have been spotted. So in the cave also, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was worried, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Inna Allaha ma'ana, Allah Pak is with us. Here again, when he became worried, again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Inna Allaha ma'ana. When Suraqa bin Malik came close, the ground was normal, hard ground, normal. His horse began sinking into the ground. His horse began sinking into the ground. Now it is a lengthy incident, but eventually he pleads to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that it can only be because of the two of you that this is happening to me. So he says, you make dua that Allah must save me from this. I mustn't go away into the ground. And I will give you, he was prepared to give, I don't know what reward and how much he was prepared to give Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, we don't need anything of yours. Then he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, okay, what I will do is, anyone who is searching for you, I will put them off this path. I will tell them that I finished travel this whole road, you are not on this road. And true to his word, that is what he did thereafter. So this was one mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the ground which was normal, solid ground, but when Suraqa came close and he wanted to capture Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that ground became like quicksand. Started taking him, sinking him into the ground. Now you find this many a times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam against his enemies. One handful of sand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam throws it, it goes into the eye of every person in the army, the kuffar army. So there are many mu'jizat now of this nature, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam against the enemy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam against the enemy with the malaika. All these were mu'jizat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we find the mu'jiza of predictions. You take one on the night of Badr, before the battle. Now imagine the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, only 313 ill-equipped. The kuffar are 1,000 strong, fully equipped. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so and so is going to die here tomorrow. So and so is going to die there tomorrow. He marked the spots where the different leaders of the Quraysh will drop dead. And exactly where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marked those spots, exactly there those people died the next day. So this is a mu'jiza with regards to predictions. And this also, many, many mu'jiza of this nature. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certain thing is going to happen, and exactly like that it happened. Now some people then go astray with this type of mu'jiza, where they start saying that no, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alimul ghayb now, because he knew what was going to happen the next day, or he knew what was going to happen the following day. So to say that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alimul ghayb, now the person is going overboard. Yes, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ilmul ghayb. It's like this. If I have to have one bowl of red apples, so I say I am in possession of red apples, so the statement is true. But to say that I own all the red apples, that's an incorrect statement. So certain amount of ilmul ghaib was given to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to say that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alimul ghaib, that is incorrect. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he refuted that. Himself, he refuted it. It's an ayat in the Quran Sharif. So if a person is to make that type of a claim, he's going against an ayat of the Quran Sharif, which is a very, very serious thing. Then we look at the mu'jiza of protection. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still a young boy, he wasn't even informed of his nubuwwat as yet. When he was traveling with his uncle Abu Talib, the cloud was shading him. That is how that monk, he knew that this person is somebody special. And when he called for him, he invited that whole group. He invited the whole group, Abu Talib and the whole kafla, for meals at his place. And he put a whole dastarkhan out. Little did they realize why he's inviting them. They still sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and another young person who was with them to go and tend to the camels. Go and unsaddle them, rub them down, let them graze, etc. And all these people came to sit to eat. But that monk wasn't interested in them. He was waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. So one was when they were traveling, he noticed that the cloud, wherever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going, this cloud is going, and this cloud is giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shelter. Then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the dastarkhan, all the people had already sat down under the tree. So all the shade, people had sat down in the shade. So there was no place left in the shade. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and he sat in the sun. The tree moved. The tree moved and came and gave shade to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then that monk, he went and seen the seal of Nubuwwat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak back. And then he told Abu Talib, he asked, who is the guardian of this person? Then he told Abu Talib, send him back. Don't take him to Syria. Because if the Jews come to know, they will not leave him in peace. At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still young. He himself wasn't even informed of his nubuwwat as yet. So this protection of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find it. Allah Pak even used the spider at the cave. And the bird to come and lay the egg to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find in the battle of Uhud, when everything was, mayhem, rumor was spread that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been martyred. The kuffar were closing in on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a sahabi, I think it was Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, he says, when I looked, now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at a distance. Now obviously they are worried. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alone there. There's just few sahaba around him and the kuffar are advancing towards him. He says, when I looked there, I seen two people on either side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Handsome looking people, no mess on their clothing, nothing, pure white clothing they got. And they are protecting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those were two malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikail alayhi salam, that were next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protecting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the onslaught of the kuffar. So in this line now, if you have to go in this line of how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected, now there's so many mu'jiza in this line. The one we did the other day where what was his name? You know, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down and that person came and he took the sword and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now who's going to save you? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only told him, Allah. Now what happened to him? He started trembling, he started vibrating, he dropped the sword down.